Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Saturday, March 23rd. On today's show, we discuss the recent political turmoil in Vietnam as multiple presidents step down, and we explore the growing tensions between Moscow and Tel Aviv. Plus, is Moscow on the brink of severing ties with Tel Aviv? This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a major shakeup in Vietnam's political landscape as the country's president, Vuong Dinh Hue, who has been in office for less than a year, has stepped down amid corruption allegations. This development has sparked international attention. Analysts believe that as China's economy declines, Vietnam is facing development opportunities, but the struggle between the southern and northern factions at the top is very intense. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about the situation in Vietnam?
Yes, David. On March 20, 2024, Vuong Dinh Hue, the second most powerful figure in Vietnam, resigned from his positions as state president, Politburo member, and Central Committee member due to alleged violations of party rules. He was succeeded by Vice President Vu Thien Xuan, making Hue the shortest-serving state president in Vietnam's history. Although the specific violations were not listed in the report by the Central Inspection Committee of the Communist Party of Vietnam, the official language suggests that Hue is suspected of corruption.
What are the implications of this for Vietnam's political landscape?
This upheaval has once again sparked speculation about the political succession in Vietnam, especially after the hospitalization of the Communist Party of Vietnam's leader, Nguyen Phu Trong, in January this year. It's unclear who the Communist Party of Vietnam would nominate if a change of guard were to take place before the next party congress in 2026.
What are the factors contributing to this political instability in Vietnam?
Analysts believe that the anti-corruption campaign, which was launched by Nguyen Phu Trong in 2016, has led to political instability. While the campaign is ostensibly aimed at combating corruption, it has been seen as an excuse for political struggle, similar to the situation in China. The political ecology in Vietnam is not expected to improve substantially as a result of the anti-corruption campaign, but rather, it could be damaged by long-term political instability.
What impact could this have on Vietnam's economic prospects?
Vietnam is currently facing a golden opportunity. As China experiences economic decline and a wave of business and capital flight, many capitals are trending towards Southeast Asia. However, Vietnam's political movements at this time are very detrimental to Vietnam's economic reform. If the southern faction, which prioritizes economic performance, wins, Vietnam will seize the opportunity. If the northern faction, which values political authority, wins, Vietnam may miss this historical opportunity.
How does this situation in Vietnam compare to the political landscape in China?
Like the Chinese Communist Party, the Communist Party of Vietnam is cracking down on political opponents while consolidating the authority of the party central. However, Vietnam's political system is still more advanced than China's. Vietnam's democratic centralism is a combination of Leninist regime and the tradition of French Indochina colony, which China does not have. These are the foundations of the rule of law.
Thanks for joining us, Celeste. Now let's shift our focus to the escalating tensions between Moscow and Tel Aviv. Israeli media reports suggest that Russia's ambassador to Tel Aviv, Anatoly Viktorov, was summoned as a reprimand against the backdrop of Russian officials making anti-Hebrew state statements. Despite no comments from both foreign ministries, given the unprecedented tension in the bilateral relations, this news doesn't seem surprising or unlikely. To discuss this further, we have our correspondent from Simply Politics from China. Can you shed some light on the current situation?
Indeed, David. The situation is quite tense. It's important to recall an incident where the Russian Foreign Ministry summoned Israel's ambassador to Moscow, Simona Halperin, on February 5th. She had made a statement in the Businessman newspaper that the ministry disrespected Russia's efforts to free an Israeli hostage held by Hamas.
What was the reaction from the United States to Halperin's statement about Russia downplaying the importance of the Holocaust?
The U.S. State Department did not relay Halperin's statement about Russia downplaying the importance of the Holocaust. She stated that historically, there has never been such a systematic genocide based on nationalism in the world, and Jews are the only ones who have suffered such a massacre. She found an opportunity in this mistake to remind the Israeli ambassador that the Holocaust is just a statement of the extermination of Jews and contradicts the UN General Assembly's resolution in this regard.
What led to the new shift in the tense situation between Russia and Israel?
Previously, Tel Aviv had more than once tried to accuse Moscow of not taking a tough stance on the events that took place in the Gaza Strip on October 7th. The reality is that Moscow condemned Hamas's attacks on Israel. But what we saw, Israel's actions in the Gaza Strip that went beyond human imagination, eliminated this attack from the balance between action and reaction.
What was Israel's expectation from Russia in response to its indiscriminate brutal attacks and bombings in the Gaza Strip?
When Israel carried out indiscriminate brutal attacks and bombings in the Gaza Strip, killing tens of thousands of civilians in the Gaza Strip, most of whom were children and women, what was Tel Aviv expecting from Russia in the face of the horrifying scenes created by the Israeli army hour after hour? Russia's request for an immediate ceasefire and all hostile actions in the Gaza Strip, submitted through the UN Security Council, did not contain any content hostile to Israel or supportive of Palestine.
What was the reason for the severe deterioration of Russia-Israel relations before this?
Given the Ukraine incident, reconciliation and cooperation between Russia and Iran began to become more apparent, which in turn caused concern among Israelis. But it must also be said, Israel has made every effort to tense relations with Moscow, not just in its stance on the conflict with Ukraine. The continuous attacks by Israeli planes on targets within Syria directly damaged Russia's prestige in the Middle East, although it must always be remembered that Russia appeared in Syria under the slogan of counterterrorism.
What is the future of Russia-Israel relations in this context?
It's quite peculiar. There are Israeli interests and there is an Israeli position. Everything else or position has no value to them. For them, Russian interests or concerns are not important. As for us, we handed over the remains of the missing Israeli pilot, Zachary Baumol, who had been missing since 1982 at the height of the election campaign, which was very important for Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu. On the other hand, they responded to us with attacks on the Syrian region. Is this reasonable? Based on this, talking about the future of Moscow-Tel Aviv relations requires a readjustment based on mutual respect.
Thanks to our Simply Politics from China correspondent for those insights. With that, we wrap up our stories for today and look forward to having you back here tomorrow.